Both Republicans and Democrats say they want to head off the interest rate jump, but it's been a tug of war between the parties as to how. Majority Democrats in the Senate have pushed for simply extending the 3.4% rate for an additional 2 years. That proposal couldn't withstand a Republican filibuster and failed. The GOP majority in the House supports a measure that ties the rate to the fluctuating yield of the 10-year Treasury note. That would raise the rate to about 5% at the July 1st deadline, according to the Congressional Budget Office. That House bill is passed and is generally supported by Senate Republicans. So now the issue is back in the Senate's court. Here's Ohio Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown.
There's a potential compromise in the Senate that will let rates go up a little above 3.4, that will follow the market a little more with new rates, but lock them in lifetime once you have the new rates. So if interest rates go up later, it's not such a hit on that graduate's finances.
Trouble is, from Brown's point of view, it doesn't look like under that compromise the rate for new loans would stay low for very long. Brown ardently supported the failed Senate bill that would keep the rate of 3.4%, but he says he'll vote for the compromise over passing nothing at all. And if it passes, he predicts Republicans in the House and President Obama will go along with it rather than risk the political fallout with students of a sudden rate spike. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm Bill Rice in Cleveland.